First John chapter 4. Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that doesn't confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, about which you've heard that it would come, and even now already it's in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak about the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. He that knows God listens to us. He that is not of God doesn't listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love each other, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that doesn't love doesn't know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made clear toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we would live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love each other. No man has seen God at any time. If we love each other, God lives us, he lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he that lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this our love is made perfect, so that we'll have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love throws out fear, because fear has torment. He that's in fear hasn't been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that doesn't love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hasn't seen? And we have this commandment from him, that he that loves God should love his brother also.